702 Karima's on Twitter at Karima Brown.
It's 37 minutes to 10 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, the African National Congress Tshwane Caucus opened two cases with the South African police today. The first one is against Fred Nel, a DA MPL in Gauteng legislature, for using the K word to describe black people in an alleged WhatsApp conversation with Chrisanne Bosch, the Tshwane DA deputy chief whip in council. The second charge is against Mayor Solim Simanga for contravening the Municipal Structures Act in relation to the GLAD Africa debacle. In August, allegations of tender irregularities that led to the engineering company GLAD Africa securing a 12 billion rand contract with the city of Tshwane to provide project management support to the city emerged. In September, Simanga brought allegations of wrongdoing pertaining to GLAD Africa appointed the city manager to council. An independent investigation was authorized, but Mr. Muketsi Mosola was not suspended by the council. Last week, we informed you that Mr. Msimanga's new bid to suspend Mosola had failed because he had not gotten support from any of the political parties. Well, for the latest in terms of laying the charges, I'm now joined on the line by the chairperson of the ANC Tshwane region, Dr. Khoshi Maipa. Dr. Maipa, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having us.
Now, the very first charge against Mr. Fred Nel, a DA, MPL in Gauteng, for using the K word to describe black people in an alleged WhatsApp with Chrisanne Bosch. Do you have that WhatsApp in your possession? Can you read it out for our listeners, please?
Yes, Karima, we have the WhatsApps. The WhatsApps have been circulating on social media almost now from the early hours of this morning when they were released by other people. We have received them last week after the DA caucus on Thursday, after the council when they lost the vote because they had wanted to hoodwink the ANC and the EFF to vote with them on something that they were desperate to get media attention and to start their campaign, because they say in the WhatsApps that their campaign is almost dead. The ANC gave an extensive report on all those WhatsApps, and we gave the media copies of the WhatsApps. It's not just that one. In particular, this one that we laid the charge about, it was a WhatsApp where there was exchange, and then in the end, Mr. Fred Nel, the leader, actually Fred Nel, for information for the listeners, is the head of the campaign 2019 election campaign for the premier candidate for Solim Simanga.
Mm.
He said that, Chrisanne, you must not worry, Aldi Kafir Salhan, Osmunet Biki Fersastav, yes, meaning that all the Kafirs, in his own words, will go, they must just be careful. They must just be a little bit careful. And then they will deal with Abel Tau, who is the chairperson of the PA in Tshwane. He says in the WhatsApp, Tau will deliver him chop chop, and then they actually insult the lady in Kelemulapo. You will see the report in the city press yesterday about how they dealt with that councillor of the DA that they suspect she's working with other parties, EFF and the ANC.
Mm-hmm. Now, this use of the K word, you've obviously gone to lay charges. What has Mr. Nel said, and what has Chrisanne Bosch said? Have they explained themselves in relation to this WhatsApp message? Do they own it? Do they take responsibility? Did they apologize? Did they do anything?
I have seen in a citizen's report written by a journalist by the name of Rory Sang, when they said to her, and she said that in the report, that they flatly deny, they say it's fabricated and it's fake. I've seen also Solim Alachi that saying that is a fabrication, it's not true, they deny it. They in fact say something that is intriguing, that they are going to, they have handed their phones for investigation to the DA.
Mm.
Now, how do you hand your phone to the DA to investigate yourselves? I mean, the DA is investigating themselves. This guy is the leader of the campaign for 2019 elections. Chrisanne is the deputy chief whip in Tshwane. Now they're investigating themselves, about the WhatsApps that they have been reading, because we have other WhatsApps that were released, actually, in fact, in council itself on Thursday, about the desperation of the DA to use the fight between ANC and EFF to get them to vote to restart their campaign and to restart and rekindle. So we have shared those WhatsApps with your producers, so we can share with the listeners. They are actually all over social media for people to look at them.
Now, the insults and the WhatsApp messages, if they are going to be given to the DA, obviously the DA can't investigate itself. Are you going to be calling for an independent investigation over and above the one that the cases that you've opened at the South African Police Service? And if so, who do you think should lead this investigation so that it can be credible and unbiased?
The ANC in the week will conclude the report to the Human Rights Commission in terms of how the DA is treating blacks and Africans in particular in this country and the examples in Tswane. So the Human Rights Commission will receive, and then we will take the matter. We have consulted today with our senior counsel. We'll be going, actually, in fact, to the Equality Court. So we are taking this matter quite seriously, and we'll make sure that it reaches. But the first step today was to record and make sure that we have a police case, which we have, and we can share with your producer as well.
Now, tell me, in terms of going to the Equality Court, what will the charges be there? Will it be hate speech?
Remember, Karima, there's an act called the Promotion of Equality and Prevention on Unfair Discrimination Act of 2000. That's what we are using now as legislation to make sure that we deal with people like Fretnel who are blatantly undermining blacks and Africans in particular in South Africa.
Now, the fact that these people are saying that these are fabrications, how are you sure that these SMSs are actually authentic and these WhatsApp messages are authentic?
Now, we have a lot of evidence, Karima. Beyond the WhatsApps, we have audios as well in terms of the discussions of caucuses of the DA where they use insensitive language and they attack even members of the Black Caucus. So we have more information that we will give to law enforcement as we push our case. We'll also share with our legal team. So we know what we are talking about, and we, in fact, put this so that it can go to court so that the ANC can be able to share the evidence. You'll remember, for the whole year, we have been running an evidence-based allegation on everything we do. Mm. So we put the evidence on the table every time we say something. We never take up something that is has vacillation in it.
Yeah, so Dr. Maepa, you are saying that you've actually got audio of council meetings talking and using denigrating language and racist language. Is that correct?
Not audio of council meetings. We have audios of discussions between DA members, even at a senior level. I mean, on a number of occasions. For now, I don't want to give more details, as we are still consulting with our legal team in terms of what are the criminal issues coming out of those discussions. So we have a number of discussions and audios of various discussions that the DA take. I mean, we know about the discussions that the DA wanted to push with the EFF to find the truth between the city manager and the EFF on a number of things, but those discussions broke down. So we have a number of records and discussions and WhatsApps, because the DA is really desperate in how it wants to deal with the situation of Tswane, where there is no service delivery at all.
Okay, final question. You have also laid charges against Mr. Msimanga for contravening the Municipal Structures Act in relation to GLAD Africa. What does this exactly mean? Because you, for example, decided not to get rid of the city mayor.
Remember, the DA laid a charge against the city manager, so we didn't have to repeat that, because they've already laid a charge against him. So you will have to answer that case. What we said as the ANC, and from the beginning, is that we said that allegations that we have made, we have put evidence. The Auditor General now has come with preliminary reports that absolve what we have been saying. But we are saying that the mayor and the city manager are dually, jointly, and several responsible for all the corruption. Because, I mean, the mayor chairs all the mayoral committee where all these things are put there and approved and payments are made. Mm-hmm. And the payment of more than half a billion has been made, so the mayor can't say he doesn't know. Therefore, we are saying, according to Section 56 of the Municipal Structures Act 107 of 1998, it says that the executive mayor, under his functions and powers, that he is responsible and he's supposed to come to council every time that there's a problem, and quarterly to report on all the projects and actually take the community or residents of Tshwane into confidence. Because this is Category A metropolitan municipality, where we have also have Section 79 committees, like in Parliament, where you must report regularly and give reports in terms of the work that is done in council and the money, how it's spent. But we know that the city man, the mayor has not done that, because even that there are no ward committees in the city of Tshwane due to the DA that has not put them together. But what is important here is to expose that the executive mayor has never really reported to Section 79 committees, but moreover, has not reported to the city of Tshwane Council and to the citizens about how the money has been spent. And we know that half the billion is now irregular and lawful, according to the AG. Therefore, he must answer for those questions. That's why we laid those charges, because it's his responsibility as the political head of the city. If he's responsible for money getting lost in the city.
All right, that is where we will leave it. Thank you very much. That's the ANC chairperson, regional chairperson in Tshwane, Dr. Khoshi Maepa, speaking there about the fact that they've decided to lay charges, criminal charges, against members of the Democratic Alliance. I'm supposed to have Jimmy on the line from Don Parks, who wants to make a contribution. Jimmy, good evening. Welcome to the program. I understand, Jimmy, are you with us? Oh, I think we've lost Jimmy. Well,